Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now in studio, the class quotient on the show, it just increased significantly as a very beautiful woman just walked in the studio. She's also exceptionally talented. You may remember her from NBC5, a former news anchor on television. Somehow she's only doing radio right now, but there's no doubt she could be hosting national news right now on television anywhere she wanted to. The incredibly talented Amanda Guerra joins us now from KRLD 1080 AM. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing great. Thank you so much for stopping by. We wanted to get you on the show today because we, of course, follow you on Twitter, and you should be following Amanda at Amanda Guerra TX. And you had this tweet. The CDC is asking women not to eat their placenta. Mm-hmm. We're breaking down the myths with Dr. Yasmin on next on KRLD. And I got so uncomfortable. And I
got real riled up.
You did?
Well, I think a lot of your male listeners are a little weirded out by this.
Oh my God. Incredibly weirded out. So please help us understand. I don't know why anyone would need to be told not to eat an organ that falls out of their body.
Yeah, okay, so I preface this by saying I'm not a doctor, and I got my information from the CDC and from doctors. You don't always do what celebrities do. I think we know that from the Kardashians, but when celebrities do something, other people follow suit. So a couple years ago, these celebrities start having babies, and they got it in their heads that the placenta had a lot of nutrients in it, and if you would freeze dry the placenta, then put it into capsules and swallow it, it would make your hair look better. It'd make you look younger. Huh. You're making all these gross faces. It could help, I hate to say this, breast milk.
Yeah.
And so they started doing it with all these myths. And all of a sudden, these babies kind of started getting sick a little bit. And the CDC is like, please don't do this. Because what happens is, there can be infections in the placenta. And so then when you're taking the placenta pills and you're feeding your baby, then your baby's going to get sick. But it's actually really serious because there's one infection is, what is it? Strep B, I believe it is. And 6 in 100 babies that get this die. So you could really be passing along some bad things to your baby. So they're like, let's just, you know, lay off eating the placenta.
Okay, and this is mainly telling women to stop eating the placenta, right?
Yeah.
I actually have done a lot of placenta work.
Is that right?
Yeah, which began when I was in the womb, and I enjoyed my mom's placenta because you have to.
I don't
know, but one thing you don't really know, and this a lot of people don't understand this, the placenta is created by the male's DNA. So that's what it really is. But like, I know celebrities were making like placenta lasagna.
Smoothies. Face masks.
Placenta tacos was a popular thing. I swear. It was a thing. They were
getting little chunks
of placenta in there with put a little cheese on there. And everyone loves a taco. So,
all right. That's horrific. And
it's a real issue, Ben.
It's funny. We're sitting here talking about it, and Amanda Guerra is joining us in studio. And I'm thinking back to my three kids being born. And I was there. I was, in the room because if you're not, you're a scumbag. So you have to be there and you have to be supportive. And I was, but I really wanted to be over to the side. I didn't want to be right there under center ready to take the snap.
Just
and
come
I didn't,
up north.
I just wanted to be up north on that side of things and be up there. And man, I've blacked it all out. But I mean, that thing pops out of there. At the time of birth, right?
Yeah.
And it just...
I'm not entirely sure. I have not had a baby.
Just put it in a plastic sack and take it home.
I'm pretty sure it's about the size of a Dino's pizza.
So seriously, you say put it in a plastic bag. They're like, this is a biohazard. You're putting this in your body and it needs to be incinerated or go in the ground.
Go in the ground. Okay. I remember this.
Why are babies eating it before they're born? Just taking a chunk out of it.
This happened. Is that?
Yeah.
It's just sitting there in the bubble, and it's like okay, hold on a second. I want to get to what you said, put it in the ground. Because in our old neighborhood we used to live in before we moved, the family across from us, they had so many kids, and they were into some kind of hippie things. And the rumor was that they would bury placentas in the front yard. And it's like people in the HOA were upset about it, and they wanted to try to figure out, you can't
stop
do that.
Planting the placentas.
So is that something that people bury the placenta too?
So funny you mentioned that. My mom is kind of a hippie, and she did that with my sister. I mean, this is so gross. Like, she had a bucket with the frozen placenta, and my sister's middle name is Rose, and my mom put it in the ground and covered it up with some dirt, and there's a rose bush. So some house in Richardson, you got a placenta rose bush in the back.
Wait. Oh, my God. This is crazy. This is crazy. Okay, so, KT, I feel like you're not a real placenta expert.
No,
but you
I
just
am.
Play. You really
I know
what you're talking
about.
About.
Yeah, it comes in right after the baby comes out there, that thing comes.
He's
a semi-OBGYN. So I asked Dr. Seema Yasmin with the Dallas Morning News. Love her. She's great. And I was like, why did this start? Like, where did this come from? She goes, well, a lot of people took it from monkeys and gorillas. And we love our animals. She goes, you know, there's some things animals do we don't do. And she's like,
poo.
It is a stinky organ, and animals will eat it to keep away predators. And she's like, this is why we have biohazard bags. Let's just not follow the gorillas at this point, and we'll put it in the ground.
So this just became popular at some point for people to eat the placenta after birth, and everybody just jumped on the bandwagon and started doing it.
January Jones is one.
Kim Kardashian, Tim Mowry.
Alicia Silverstone, I saw that as well.
I think Gwyneth Paltrow, too.
Yeah, Paltrow's always doing weird stuff. She's got a weird shower thing that she does. It's just disgusting. I'll never think of her the same as like back in Shallow Hal. Real quick, you were talking about people were like, okay, so they were getting them in capsules, and that's how they take them. That sounds like a natural thing, though. The placenta goes, it passes the biohazard test, and the doctors are like, this is happening at, you know, a pharmacist or whatever, whoever's putting them in capsules. That's a very medical thing. It's not like you're just taking a bag home of placenta, jam it in the microwave, and then like, let's just chop it up and then have it on the side of the steak I made.
Okay, it's like I said, I don't know. But kind of.
Yeah.
Like they ask their doctor, hey, can I take this home? I don't know if they test it before you leave the hospital. Then they find, this is where the problem comes in. There's all these companies out there, these third parties, where you send off the placenta and they take care of it. So you never know what they're doing, if infections are going to get in it that way. And according to Dr. Seema Yasmin at the Dallas Morning News, she says other infections can be hidden inside of it that you don't know are there. So even if you're a mom and you're pregnant, like around 36 weeks, they test for a lot of infections. Even if those come up negative, they could technically still be hiding in there. And then you're going to give them to your baby.
All right, let's just make this clear to everyone. If something comes out of your body, don't put it back in, especially through your mouth. And if it's coming out of your body, then your body's saying, you are not welcome in my body anymore, and it's making it go away.
Well, that's going to change my love life.
All right, Amanda Guerra is joining us here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Of course, she's on KRLD, 1080 AM, former KXAS NBC5 news anchor. And, man, I love watching you on NBC5. And I'm so glad that you're on our family. You're in our family here because we, of course, are on the same family with KRLD, FM, and AM. I got to ask you, so do you like radio compared to TV? Do you miss TV? What's your take on it?
Yeah, I miss TV. Radio is nice because of the work-life balance. I get to see my family more. I get to hang out with you guys and be here. I do miss TV. I miss parts of it. I miss having the reach that it does, and you actually get to leave a building and meet people and stuff like that. So we'll see. It's a nice balance. It's been a good transition, but we'll see where it heads.
And do you think you'll have a fetus one day?
Oh, here we go. Sure.
Okay, how often do you, we can talk about this. How often do you listen to your significant other on the radio?
Not that often.
Because
we're on at the same time. So I'll hear sometimes the beginning of the show, and sometimes I try to tune in during Jeffrey time.
Can we say who it is in case somebody doesn't know to reset?
We should do that, yeah. So Amanda is dating her... How do we want to define this? Amanda's boyfriend?
Yeah, we can go with that. Yeah. We're there.
Jeff Kavanaugh. at JC1053. do you hear the other guys? I know you said you don't get to listen too much because you are working, but you know the guys are teasing him now.
Oh yeah,
you know Bassick, and they're just kind of poking him and say, "Oh, when are you getting married?" and all that stuff. What do you think about that? How does that affect you at all?
I mean, I think I'm like you guys. I think I like to watch his reaction because it's hilarious.
Yeah, he doesn't like that.
He doesn't like it, and oh man, he's gonna kill me for saying this. But off air, like he just kind of laughs about it. I'm like, so they poked fun. He's like, yeah, it's okay. Anyway, so what's going on?
Oh, man, I love Kavanaugh so much.
Pretty chilled out guy.
He's the most chilled out ever. I can't imagine much really bothering him. He's just so laid back. You guys are an awesome couple. You're like my favorite couple
ever.
She slayed that dragon too, man.
Yeah.
I mean, that's awesome. That's just a Game of Thrones reference, but she slayed the dragon there, you know?
I'm doing God's work.
You're doing God's work here. You know, and it's us. I live with Jeff. He charges me a modest rent to live, and I just kind of stay out of his way. But having Amanda around every once in a while is pretty nice. Like, our kitchen is always cleaner than it normally is when she's around every once in a while. Did someone clean up in here? Did you clean? I didn't clean up anything. And I really don't make a mess too much. I don't have much stuff. I have very little money and stuff. I don't have that much. So I don't really mess. I don't make a mess of anything because I don't own anything. But I'm like, man, the kitchen is looking great. And I'm like, oh, yeah, Amanda must have been here. They could have fixed it. So thank you for being my mom.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it's a... Back to placenta. Would you guys consider adopting KT? If this thing continues to get more serious, you get married, would you adopt KT?
Would you clean your room?
Legitimate concern. My room is, again, no.
KT keeps his door closed. I've never seen the inside. Yes.
You don't go in there. You don't go in there, right? Unless you knock several times.
I've got a placenta.
He's got a light.
I got a placenta as a disco ball. It's amazing.
Oh, no, you don't.
I am a legitimate concern here. Say Amanda and Jeff, you know, shack up. And I'm not saying a marriage, but it's like, hey, we should live together. Let's take it to the next step. I'm sitting here going, man, this is going to affect me because I love where I live now.
Yeah,
I live 5 minutes away from work. And I used to be 30 minutes away. I live 5 minutes away from work. I can walk to Lower Greenville. I love where I'm at. And if you guys go and do your own thing and I'm going to be left out here toiling in the wind and this modest rent is really helping me, that's something so guys, take your time.
That's all I'm saying. Just take your time right now. We like our individual spaces. We like our dogs.
Okay.
I mean, that's mainly it. Like, I go home because I have my dog and he has his dog.
Those dogs don't commingle?
Yeah, they don't like each other.
They don't get along very well.
Ooh, that's a good thing. So you need to make sure that both those dogs stay healthy, KT.
It's like a cat fight of dogs.
Yeah.
There's a Stomp Face and Molly, a couple girls, and they're just kind of like, meow.
You make sure those dogs are both healthy and live for a while and hate each other, have a healthy hate for one another.
Good call.
And I think you're going to be able to live there for a while. Because if things do ramp up and you guys do get even more serious and live together, it'd be tough to have KT living there.
Nah, that'd be cool.
So you can move forward with this.
Yeah, KT's easy.
That's KT. Easy. This is great.
Stay out of the way, man.
He would be like your older son still living at home.
Yeah, it'd be good. I mean, he's there. He'll tell us about all the cool concerts and he'll keep us young.
Oh, yeah, Saturday night. You're in Saturday night.
I'm in Saturday night. Polyphonic Spree.
Yeah, all Polyphonic right. Spree at Trees, and Jeff and Amanda are going.
That is fantastic. Look, Amanda, we love you. Thank you so much for stopping by. We're huge fans of your work. You guys need to follow her on Twitter. What's your account again?
Amanda Guerra TX.
Boom. Give her a follow and listen to her fine work on KRLD 1080 AM as well. The great Amanda Guerra.
Quick follow-up. Amanda, yes. Does the placenta give the mother's immunity to the fetus?
I don't know.
Oh, after the break.
Okay, more with Amanda during the commercial break.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step and into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.